back to how she was chosen for NASA out of 8,000 applicants, and then of the six first women astronauts, how she got the first ticket to space. You think her school years playing competitive tennis had something to do with that?
I do think being a tennis player was a big plus for her. For one thing, NASA really wanted team players. Going on a space mission is a crew responsibility. It's not one person grandstanding. And they loved the fact that she knew how to work with a team and that she understood what that meant. I also think being a tennis player gave her the right stuff, or let her show that she had the right stuff very early on. She was cool under pressure. She knew how to win. She knew how to lose. She understood that if you lose one set, there's another set coming up. And this is the kind of can-do attitude that NASA was looking for. And finally, I think literally, physically, she had amazing hand-eye coordination. And that was really helpful for not only learning how to be a pilot. Of course, she did not pilot the shuttle, but she was working with other planes. But it was also really important for her use of the robot arm. Remember the big giant crane, the remote manipulator arm. And she was an expert at that. And I tried it myself, and you really do need expert hand-eye coordination. And she really had it because of her tennis.
I wanted to ask you about that strategic planning report, the RIDE report that she wrote before she left NASA, and whether you can sort of step back and give us the big picture overview. How did her vision, this was in 1987, and how did her vision differ from what NASA has actually done over the last 25 years?
In one way, what Sally wrote in the RIDE report gave NASA a very important new direction, and that was the mission that she highlighted that she really believed was the most important, the one called Mission to Planet Earth. What she said was, it's wonderful to go to other places. I believe in human spaceflight. I think robotics can do a lot of things human might otherwise do, but yes, we should definitely be there. But she said, most important of all, let's use the platform of space as a way to look back on Earth, as a way to appreciate what we have here and fix the problems that we have here. When she flew in space and she saw that thin blue line of the atmosphere encircling the globe, she talked about it as if she said it was as if someone had taken a royal blue crayon and just drawn a line around the Earth. She understood the fragility of the planet that we live on. And by focusing on Earth and calling it Mission to Planet Earth, she said, this is what we should be doing. And that was the first time NASA really started to, A, think of Earth as another exotic planet, and B, doing something about it. So I think she changed its trajectory in a very important way. She was so much fun. She had this kind of very serious demeanor, but she was playful, she was mischievous, she loved word games, she was smart as a whip. And I guess people have asked me, what's my favorite memory of Sally? And I think it's the day before the launch, when she was indeed the most famous person on the planet. She was on the cover of every magazine. Everyone wanted to interview her. Of course, all the astronauts are in quarantine right before they fly, so they don't get infected with any human germs. So nobody could get near her. She was the most person in demand at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. And I'm sitting in our ABC workspace, our trailer, getting a piece ready for that evening's news the night before her launch. And all of a sudden, the phone rings, and it's for me, and I pick it up, and a little voice says, "Hi there. What are you doing in 5 minutes?" I said, "I don't know, Sally. What am I doing in 5 minutes? She said, "Walk outside of your trailer, turn left, go down the gravel path, and stop." And I did all that, and there she was, 25 yards away from me, in shorts, cutoffs, and a T-shirt and flip-flops, waving at me and smiling, and as if to say, "I am fine, and I'm really excited." And she knew that I wasn't going to get closer. She knew I wasn't going to push her. She wanted me to know she was okay. She was pushing the envelope a little against NASA because she wasn't meant to be communicating with the press, but she was doing just fine, and this is the image that I have of her, and that's the image I'd like people to have of her. This was a wonderful friend.
You have some wonderful stories in the book about ways she pushed the envelope in different directions. It's a great book. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sheila.